This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for September the 7th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8b. It says there, "We are perplexed because we don't know why things happen as they do, but we don't give up and quit." End of quote. My life did not go the way I planned or hoped for. You see, I had setbacks and valley experiences in my life. Now the question is, what would we do when life makes its turn in an unpleasant, unplanned route? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:8, "Though we experience every kind of pressure, we are not crushed. At times we don't know what to do, but quitting is not an option." End of quote. TPT. In essence, what Apostle Paul says is this: we don't know why certain things happen to hurt us. However, he says, giving up is not an option. The Bible gives the needed wisdom when life takes sharp, unpleasant, and unplanned steps. Trust in the Lord God. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6 says, "Trust in the Lord completely. Don't ever trust yourself. In everything you do, put God first, and He will direct you and crown your efforts with success." End of quote. TLB. You see, few points we can keep in our hearts from this passage. It says, number one, trust the Lord completely. Second, lean not on your own understanding, or do not trust on your own analysis of things. Thirdly, acknowledge the Lord in all your ways, which means put God first. Then the promise of God, the beautiful promise of God is this: He will direct you and crown your efforts with success. God gave me this verse in my heart very early in my life. Therefore, when things took unexpected and bad turns in my life, I knew what to do. You can also keep this verse in your heart and trust in the Lord with all your heart and His promise of success and deliverance. You see, when going gets tough, and believe me, it will, as you mature and progress in your spiritual life, you need the Lord and His salvation. God loves you and sent His one and only Son, Jesus, to save you and make you His child. God gave you the privilege to become His child. It is a divine and most blessed privilege to understand that God is your Father, and you can call Him Abba Father. It is possible, beloved, when you believe in Jesus, that Jesus died and rose again for all of your sins. The first step of trusting God, or the first alphabet, the first lesson of trusting God, is coming to Jesus Christ. Then He would give you insights on how to trust Him more and more. One day, without much long period, you would figure out you can climb all the sharp and rugged mountains of life, because God gives you help and victory as you lean on Him. Finally, when you close your eyes here on this planet Earth, He will take you to heaven. Not based on your merit or best works. Listen, not based on your efforts, but based on what God has done for you in the person and work of Jesus Christ. Would you pray with me today? Father in heaven, help me to trust you when I do not know which way to turn. Please guide my steps and give me your divine success. I trust in you. I am not leaning on my best abilities. Lord, I put my first trust in you. Would you please direct my steps so that I will be in the center of your will? I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again for all of my sins and shortcomings. Lord, I am sorry for my sins. Please save me today. Forgive my sins and give me eternal life that is available in Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.